The U Mountain Center in Lobelia, near Hillsboro, West Virginia, will host the West Virginia Forest Farming Field Day on Saturday, May 20th. It's a chance for anyone to learn about turning a relatively small piece of forest land into a productive agricultural plot. I spoke with U Mountain Center Forest Farming Coordinator, Will Lewis.
It's our Forest Farming Field Day. It's pretty much just all day Saturday. From like 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., including dinner at the end. Basically, many different things relating to forest farming. In the morning, we have a series of workshops. Those are going to cover site selection, so how to select a site for these growing these forest botanicals. Another one's going to be propagation.
The cost for the field day is $35 per person, which covers the full day of workshops, lunch and dinner, forest farming materials and technical assistance, and information about forest farming mini-grants. There are scholarships available for those who need financial assistance to attend. Email info@wvforestfarming.org for more information about the scholarship program. Participants need only bring water and perhaps rain gear if the weather looks iffy. Ask most folks what they think of when you say forest farming, and ginseng most likely springs to mind. But Lewis says there are many other botanicals to consider.
So the other herbs we'll be talking about will be golden seal, the big one, black cohosh, ramps. We'll actually have a whole workshop on just ramps. And then some lesser known and ones are blue cohosh, bloodroot, false unicorn root, wild yam, Solomon seal. We'll also have a sugar and tree sap workshop. That'll cover, you know, maple syrup, but also the other tree saps, such as black walnut, sycamore. And then we have a guy coming to do a mushroom class, too.
That class will cover inoculating tree stumps to grow not only shiitake mushrooms, but also lion's mane and hen of the woods. Lewis and the U have been involved in forest farming for a number of years. He said interest in forest farming has steadily increased, especially during and after the pandemic.
Actually, whenever the pandemic came to be, I mean, a lot of the medicinal herbs that people were using, the kind of demand went way up for golden seal. We saw a spike in, you know, just people getting interested in them, producing their own medicine, but also buying medicinal herbs.
Other topics to be covered Saturday include a case study with someone who's been forest farming for a decade. Pocahontas Convention and Visitors Bureau's Executive Director Kara Rose speaking about agritourism, and Lewis, who will talk about honeybees. He says there's also an additional workshop on Sunday, the 21st, on woodlot assessment for producing maple syrup. Even if you're not a maple producer, the information can be used to assess other trees as well. The workshop on Sunday is free. For more information or to register for the West Virginia Forest Farming Field Day, you may visit wvforestfarming.org or umountain.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.